hand it over to Kim. So God bless you, Kim.
God bless your hearts. And it was really great to hear everybody's sharings tonight. You know, when we... Lawrence was sharing about getting born again, and Romans is the one place when we are new to the Word and we want to know about God and we want to know if we're born again. Romans 10, 9 and 10 just tells you very simply and very easily what you need to do to know that you are born again. And if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, it doesn't matter if you were a murderer. It doesn't matter if you are the King of England. God is no respecter of persons, and his heart is open to anyone that wants to put their trust in him. You know, in the world today, we have so many fears, worries, and doubts. And I found this neat little quotation by Francis Chan, and it says, worry, fears, doubts implies that we don't quite trust that God is big enough, powerful enough, or loving enough to take care of what's happening in our lives. You know, the world throws worries at us left, right, and center. But you know, worry came up at work today, and it doesn't benefit us in any way. In fact, it is the most highest contributor to high blood pressure. It causes insomnia, and it suppresses your immune system mentally. It sends a stream of negative thoughts into your mind. It encourages the fear rather than faith in God. Worry also wastes valuable time and energy that you could be using for better activities. And the better activities I want to take you to is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And it says in verse 1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So what is he talking about here? Spiritual gifts. You know, that's, is it hooky pooky, or is it like having a cauldron and doing spells? No. The Word of God is so very simple, and it explains itself. And as we read on, we go to verse 7, it says... verse 6. And there are diversities of operations or effects produced, but it is the same God which worketh or energizes all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So instead of worrying or having fears or doubts, replace it. For all those that believe Romans 10, 9 and 10, you can replace it by speaking in tongues. And there is scientific evidence that the speaking in tongues is very, very beneficial to your health. So unlike the worries, fears and doubts that gives you high blood pressure, speaking in tongues will lower it. To the other one where the fears and the doubts causes insomnia. Well, speaking in tongues, when I speak in tongues, it sends me to sleep. The other, suppressing your immune system mentally, while speaking in tongues, will lift you mentally. You know, because it's direct communication with God. And their main purpose is to profit. So is it going to profit the man down the road? No, it's going to profit you. When we talk about profit, we think about making money. You know, people go into stocks to profit. They want to make money, more money from doing their stock. Well, when we speak in tongues, it's a profit to us. So would you rather stay in the situation where you're fearing, worrying and doubting, knowing full well that it is affecting your health, or would you rather be speaking in tongues, building up that spirit which is in you? The Greek word for profit is sumphero, and it means to bring together, to benefit, to be advantageous. See, when we speak in tongues, it strengthens the body of Christ, the believers. If we take a look at Romans chapter 8, Romans 8, check here, Romans 8, and in verse 16 it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When we speak in tongues, you know, it's a sign to others that you are a child of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. You know, when we are all speaking in tongues, we're edifying ourselves, but when we're in a meeting and there's tongues and interpretation, then it actually is edifying not just yourself, but also those that hear the interpretation. When we are born again, it's a spiritual thing that takes place. But when we were born physically. We were born with five senses. Seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching. When we get born again spiritually, God then gives us those. It's one gift. Okay, it's like I give you a gift of a bunch of bananas. There's nine bananas. Just so that you can understand it a little bit. And it's like every time you take off a banana, you could be speaking in tongues or you could be interpretation with tongues. We're born with natural abilities. But when we get born again, we then have our natural abilities that God can work within us. All right? Supernaturally, with the spirit that lives within us. Ephesians chapter 4. You know, God really wants us to speak in tongues much because God is spirit. And if we want to communicate, the best way to communicate is via the spirit. So speaking in tongues is actually doing that. Not that God doesn't hear us when we pray, because he does. But speaking in tongues is really beneficial. And the more we do it, the more we start to lose those fears, worries and doubts. Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 8 it says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. So he gave the gifts unto men. Jesus Christ gave us gifts. And we're going to take a look at this in Ephesians 4:11. As I said to you just now, the word always explains itself. Sometimes we just have to read on, but it will never leave you hanging. Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 11 it says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers. For the what? The perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So how can we edify the body of Christ? Like in a meeting tonight, you know, some people don't see it of an importance to have manifestations, but we love our manifestations. And it's not just, it's so that we as a body can hear from God. God knows what's going on in every one of our hearts right now. And when we have those manifestations, it comes directly from God to the people. The people there in that meeting, right there and then. And God's word cuts through all the muck and the mire. You know, is sharper than any two-edged sword. So when God speaks, we better be listening. You know, and as I was sharing earlier about the fears, worries and doubts, and it suppresses the immune system, it affects us mentally. There's so many things that the world bombards us with. But when we start to speak in tongues, when we get that peace in our hearts, nothing will faze us. And then we can move on to the gifts from Christ. You know, that he gave some apostles, some prophets, for the what? Perfecting. The perfecting of the saints. You know, we all need perfecting. We all need edifying. We all need encouraging. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know, when Christ comes back, we'll have that new man or new woman, you know. And what a day that will be. But nobody knows the time or the hour. So in the meantime, we make the most of our time. All right. We don't want to be suppressing our immune systems. We don't want to be mentally failing. So we can start to practice all nine all the time. So you're speaking in tongues with interpretation. Prophecy, that's the third one. So speaking in tongues, tongues with interpretation, prophecy, discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, faith, miracles, healings. You know, how many of those nine did you do today? And you don't have to all answer. But just take a checkup, you know, because it's very possible for you to do all nine all the time. When you're out and about, you know, you could be discerning spirits. God may give you a word of knowledge, and then he'll give you the word of wisdom, how to handle that word of knowledge. Faith, we should be operating faith on a daily basis. Miracles should be happening one after the other. And healings, well, there's enough out there in the world with troubles today that we can, you know, be giving out healings. You know, do you know that God really wants you healed? Do you know by his stripes you were healed? Right? We can speak in tongues. We can get a word of prophecy. Okay, tongues and interpretation, unless you're in a meeting. It's not beneficial otherwise. But we have to start practicing it. Because when we start practicing it, then we know that we will not be in the category of fears, worries and doubts. Because the two can't live side by side. You can't have fears, worries and doubts living in consistence with faith, miracle, confidence and trust. They just don't work together. In fact, if anything, they're sort of like hindering one another. So what was your day today? Were you on God's side or were you on the devil's side? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And we're going to take a look at verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Romans, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 5. That in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, some people are just sat there and they're not utilizing this gift that God's given us, and they're just waiting for Christ to return. Well, you could be waiting a long time. But God wants you living. He wants you living unto him, free from the world. Free from the sins, the worries, the doubts. You know, when we lock in on God, then our whole mindset changes. And we see every day something to be thankful for. You know, I know I keep repeating myself, but I am very thankful. You know, when I get up in the morning, I'm thankful that I've even been able to open my eyes. You know, you see so much in this world today. Children, you know, we've just had a young girl go missing now on holiday, 15 years old, and she was found dead. There's so much being bombarded through the news that could bring you down and make you have more fears, worries and doubts. But see, God wants you to come into the light of his word. He wants you to speak in tongues. It's a witness that you're born again. It's God is spirit, and his spirit teaches your spirit. When we're born again, as I said, you have five physical senses, and they help you to function. Now, sometimes they can be a hindrance if you hear what you don't want to hear or you see what you don't want to see. But in the natural realm, there is nothing in there that I want. Nothing. Okay, we have to have our physical food and we have to go to work and, you know, we need money to pay the bills. But other than that, I'm not interested. Whatever the news has to say, what the weather's doing, you know, we can make the most of any day. We just turn to God, speak in tongues, let that spirit within you get fired up. And God's promises are yes and amen. When we go to him, he just wants to pour it upon us. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians 14 and in verse 12 it says, even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts. Are you zealous for those spiritual gifts? You know, if I said to you, I've just put £1 million in your bank, you'd be real zealous. But we got to be zealous of the spiritual things. So, are you zealous? What, love?
Zealous.
Zealous. All right, zealous of spiritual gifts. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. See, as Lawrence shared just now, you know, we come together and we come to give. How can you edify the body of Christ if you stay silent? If you're speaking in tongues and you're energizing that spirit, you're going to have something to say. Because who is it that works within you? It's God. So if you have nothing to say, then God's not working in you. But it's not that God's not working in you, it's that you're not allowing him to work within you. You're being sidetracked by what the world has to offer. You know, the thief cometh but not for to steal, kill and destroy. He gets you to accept the lie. Once you've accepted that lie, then he can steal from you. Once he's stolen from you and he's got you in his clutches, he doesn't want you living. Believe me, he doesn't want you living. Right? He hates believers. But see, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. You just have to see who you are in Christ and what Christ accomplished for you as an individual. When you really, really recognize what Christ done for you, your whole perspective on life will change. You will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are righteous, that your sins have been forgiven, that he has poured his heart and soul out for you on that cross. That you'll be so zealous for the spiritual things and very thankful for what Christ done, that every day when you get up, you'll have that excitement within your heart, soul and mind to want to achieve something for him today. You know, the spiritual gifts help us to mature. When we were a babe, we crawled like a babe. We didn't walk. You know, we ate purified mush. We couldn't eat a nice piece of steak. But as we became a woman or a man, then we did away with childish things. And we're here to edify the church, the body of Christ, what Christ actually died for. He died for each one of us, the body of Christ. And we're to strengthen each other. You know, prophecy, tongues with interpretation, it edifies the body. It edifies the church of God. Let's take a look at Mark chapter 16. Gospel of Mark. And verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after that, the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And that's where he is today. Verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Do signs follow you? In my name shall they cast you cast out devils? Do you speak with a new tongue? You know, when I first spoke in tongues, it was in a sort of a class environment. And I really didn't know that much about speaking in tongues. But I was a good scholar when I was at school, a very good scholar. And I didn't mind learning languages, did French, did German. And I kept saying to Lawrence, well, when are they going to give us the book? You know, the book that we read to learn. And Lawrence said, Kim, it's not a book. You just do it. Well, it just didn't seem natural to me. Like, you just do it. And right at the end of the session, you know, the class teacher said, so close your eyes and just open your mouth. And my heart was pounding a mile a minute. Because I thought, I haven't learnt it. So how can I speak it if I haven't learnt it? And I'm looking at Lawrence and his lips is moving and he's mouthing these words. And I'm thinking, where did he learn that from? And then there's somebody next to me and somebody behind me. And my fears started to come in. And then I just closed my eyes and I said, okay, God, you're going to have to fill it. Because I am a chance to learn it. I mean, God must have been really laughing at me. And as I closed my eyes and I started to move my lips, this sound came out. And I can just remember that day where the palpitations in my heart of worry turned to palpitations of joy, excitement. Because I was speaking in tongues. And that I didn't have to learn it from a book. That it really showed me that there was a God. And that I did have Christ in me. That I really was a believer. And that first moment, I just remember the joy I had. From that anxiety and panic to that joy. And it was just within a split second change. Of me actually just opening my mouth and speaking in tongues. And ever since, just remembering that day, just stood there with my eyes shut. You know, I was peeping out of the corner of my eye to see if anybody else was doing it as well. But, you know, just that environment and hearing people. And it was diverse tongues. Like, one guy sounded like he was Chinese, and then somebody else was very soft, and somebody else was very loud and strong and bold, and there was my little under my breath. But then gradually confidence came, confidence that I could do it, that God wouldn't make anything put me in a situation that I couldn't handle. And just remembering back, it gives you that great joy and hope that we can go on and achieve bigger and better things. So then what comes next? Speaking in tongues with interpretation in a formal setting. Again, speaking in tongues with interpretation. Yeah, you know, my heart. I used to sit there and say, please God, don't let him ask me. Please God, don't let him ask me. Right? Prophecy. And I used to sit there and say, God, I'm not ready. Please don't let him ask me. But 9 times out of 10, I was the one that got asked. But again, it's overcoming. The more we do it, you overcome those fears. And that communication, having, just remember, it's not about other people, guys. It's about that communication with your Heavenly Father. Knowing that you've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 2. I went off on a bit of a whim there, didn't I? Talking about my times of speaking in tongues, but Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 4 it says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. See, to operate in the spiritual realm, we are always in control. Always. Like when I said to you, I was stood in that, you know, formal setting, and I was thinking, this is never going to happen. My heart's going. But I was in control. If I wanted to keep my mouth shut and not open it, then nothing would come out. But it just shows you that you are in control. You're the one that can, like, I can speak in tongues. Shanta bliendo, bishanta kliista. I can stop when I want to. And I can start when I want to. Shanta miendo, biesto, kiesta. And I can still talk to you. Can't do the two at the same time, but I'm in control. 1 Corinthians, back to 1 Corinthians. You know, it is bearing witness. Signs, miracles and wonders follow what? Them that believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Yeah, signs, miracles and wonders follow them that believe. So, what are you believing? Are great signs, miracles and wonders following you? Because if they are, then you are really believing. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. To profit. So in other words, it's going to benefit you somehow. Well, how it benefits you is up to you. Because the more you speak in tongues, the more your relationship with God will become higher on a personal level. You know, because God is spirit. So communicating with God via the spirit is really going to impact your life. Holy Spirit can be compared to a precious stone which brings prosperity. Let's take a look at this in Proverbs. Wow, this scripture blew my mind today. Proverbs 17 verse 8. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that have it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Yes. So when we're speaking in tongues, or when we're walking in that faith, whether we're healing, whether miracles are taking place, it will always prospereth us. Always. You know, God always makes us the head and not the tail. God wants us to prosper in all we do. We can experience personal fulfillment and a deep sense of joy when we operate the nine manifestations. We can be fruitful and energized with a minimum of weariness. Speaking in tongues is the key to operating the other eight. For if we speak in tongues much, you'll watch yourself grow spiritually. God wants you to have a life which is more than abundant. And it starts right here in speaking in tongues. That speaking in tongues will energize you. It will bring your relationship with God a lot closer. And then it will also, when you're in a meeting and you speak in tongues and interpret, or you bring forth a word of prophecy, it then helps to edify the body of believers, the church, the people that God really wants them to prosper and to hear what he has to say. And in our daily lives, you know, having that word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles and healings, they all play a big part. And you can operate all nine all the time if you desire to. So let's kick out those fears, worries and doubts that gives us insomnia, you know, gives us high blood pressure, you know, attacks us mentally. And let's start leaning in onto the spiritual things. You know, God gave us that gift. And it was all accomplished through Christ. So, have a great week. Bless your hearts.
Right, okay, Kim, would you like to close out a word of prayer and lead manifestations?
So, Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for this wonderful night. We just thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you for all the great testimonies. And for the way that you work mightily within us both to will and to do of your good pleasure, God. I thank you for that freedom of will, that you never possess us, that you lead us and guide us beside those still waters, God. That you've given us everything that we need to be able to be fully accomplished in this world, God, that we have lack of nothing, that everything that we have come from you. And I thank you for blessing us, for our health, for our strength, for our vitality. And I thank you for that spirit that dwells within us, God, that we have that ability to edify one another through the words that you place in our hearts. I thank you that we have that great privilege of being your sons and daughters, and that we can remember what Christ accomplished for us, that our sins are forgiven, and that we have a great Heavenly Father, which is a living God, a God that is a God of all gods, and greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. That you gave us your Son, Christ Jesus, and that we are very thankful for that, God. So I thank you for a great night, for everybody getting a beneficial night's sleep, and that they wake up tomorrow just vibrant and zealous for you and your Son, Christ Jesus. So I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So would somebody like to speak in tongues and interpret?
Hello. Maybe I'm something. Okay, I'm not as just a mouth for some of the people. We hang out in this city, I'm going to meet a teacher. A teacher and then say, Ming, I'm not that you see something. If you're not in the mean, you're not so sure. So you're not in the middle of the hour. My beloved children, I've led by God and called thee out. Call thee out from the darkness of this world and set you on high. Truly, I have set you on high. You're in a different position. You are at the right, at my right hand, my very right hand, until I make your enemies your foes your footstool. Look to me and look to me only. For I have finished it all. I have given the sacrifice, my Son Jesus Christ. So therefore you walk in power every day. You walk with glory every day, the glory that I have bestowed upon you. Keep your eyes on me and on me only. For I, the Lord thy God, have called thee out to finish all the things that I have placed in your heart. Trust me. Walk with me. Have no fear whatsoever, for I shall truly bring all my promises and all my word to pass.
Amen. Somebody else, tongues and interpretation.
I have handpicked and chosen you, and I know each one of you by name. You are engraved on the very palms of my hands, and all the hairs on your very heads are numbered. So if you ever got a question you want to ask me, I am your Father. There's nothing I will withhold from you. Walk uprightly before me, with your hearts true and tender. Be genuine and be sincere in your hearts. Don't pretend anything, and come to me and tell me the full truth. And know that as you do, your hearts are opening to me, and you're pouring everything into my hands and into my lap. And then I'm able to go to work in your life mightily and to deal with the things that you cannot deal with yourselves, and to help you to deal with the things you can deal with yourselves. And know that there are burdens you bear and burdens you share. The ones you need to share, I will provide someone you can share those with. For I am a provider. I am the God that can provide everything that you need in your lives, and the Father that can provide everything you need in your lives. Have no fear, but look to me only in your hearts, and have great peace, as my Son, Jesus Christ, is the Prince of Peace, and I dwell within him, and he dwells within each one of you.
And somebody a word of prophecy.
Still, my Lord, I, God, I'll always take care of you. Have no fear, have peace of heart, peace of spirit that rules in you, and stand on my word. because in each and every situation, you are a conqueror through Jesus Christ. You are more than super conquerors. So have confidence and stand boldly, my children, and know that, to the victor goes the spoils.
Well, Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the great honour and privilege to hear from you, that we have that ability, that we can speak in tongues and interpret, and we can bring forth the word prophecy. And it's all done because of your Son, Christ Jesus. And I thank you for that Christ that dwells within us, that it dwells within us richly, and that as we look to you in every situation, that we have nothing to fear. Those fears, worries and doubts are cast from as far as the east is from the west. And as we put on that faith, confidence and trust, as we look to you every day, God, as we pour our hearts out to you, and as you energize that spirit that's within us, that we can live that life which is more than abundant in absolutely every avenue, whether it be our health, whether it be our spiritual side, God, the spiritual battle, whether it's our finances or whether it's our homes or our jobs or whatever the situation, you still want us to be living above par. So I thank you that you can just pour those blessings upon each and every one of us, God, as we look to you. Thank you for a great weekend, and I thank you for a great week ahead, that we can really be fired up this week, God, just speaking in tongues and getting closer with you. And as we come to draw together next Thursday, that we have great testimonies to share, that we can praise your name, that we can shout from the hilltops, God, because we are your babes. We are your sons and daughters. So I thank you for this and for a great night in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I was just going to say is, if you think that when Kim was talking about speaking in tongues, what came to my mind was she didn't know what to say. And if God can give her heavenly language to say, he can give us heavenly words to speak also.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, speaking by the Spirit also.
Yeah.
You know, that gift that God's given us and that he's enabled us to really walk like Jesus Christ walked. And he walked by the Spirit. He talked by the Spirit. He lived in the Spirit. You know, and we've got the same enablements to do it. And, you know, we just got to believe what the Word says that we can do. The Scriptures show us that this is how we can really live very powerfully every day. But it's just those circumstances that we allow to come in, or the negative feelings that come up, or somebody else criticizing or condemning. But like I said, you know, we just got to really focus on with God. And this is what I've been practicing to really do. And I've had people say some negative stuff to me, but Father, bless them, for they know not what they're saying. They know what they're doing. And I thank you that you just mightily bless them and open their eyes to who they really are. And you know what? It keeps me in perfect peace. And I know that I'm blessed, and I know that I've blessed someone else instead of cursed, you know. So it's just really great to see the Scriptures, you know, that we read come alive in practice, you know, in application in our life. And so the more I'm, you know, looking to God, and the more he's shown me what to do practically, it's really beneficial. And it does benefit me first, and then I can encourage other people in that same way. So yeah, that's the only thing I would have said, but it was a wonderful encouragement, you know, and that we have got gift of Holy Spirit, and that we're to be led by that Spirit, we're to speak in tongues like a house on fire, and that we, you know, manifestations, we can, you know, manifest, and God really is talking with us.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, are we listening, or is there too much crowding his voice out? Yeah, so that's it, guys. I'm really blessed. That was great.